14. 복합 문단의 이해. 전략 적용 기출 1.
1-3. A. Olivia and her sister Ellie were standing with Grandma in the middle of the cabbages. Suddenly, Grandma asked, "Do you know what a cabbage white is?" "Yes, I learned about it in biology class. It's a beautiful white butterfly," Olivia answered. "Right, but it lays its eggs on cabbages, and then the caterpillars eat the cabbage leaves." "So why don't you help me to pick the caterpillars up?" Grandma suggested. The two sisters gladly agreed and went back to the house to get ready. B. The caterpillars wriggled as they were picked up, while cabbage whites filled the air around them. It was as if the butterflies were making fun of Olivia. They seemed to be laughing at her, suggesting that they would lay millions more eggs. The cabbage patch looked like a battlefield. Olivia felt like she was losing the battle, but she fought on. She kept filling her bucket with the caterpillars until the bottom disappeared. Feeling exhausted and discouraged, she asked Grandma, "Why don't we just get rid of all the butterflies so that there will be no more eggs or caterpillars?" C. Soon, armed with a small bucket each, Olivia and Ellie went back to Grandma. When they saw the cabbage patch, they suddenly remembered how vast it was. There seemed to be a million cabbages. Olivia stood open-mouthed at the side of the endless cabbage field. She thought they could not possibly pick all of the caterpillars off. Olivia sighed in despair. Grandma smiled at her and said, "Don't worry, we are only working on this first row here today." Relieved, she and Ellie started on the first cabbage. D. Grandma smiled gently and said, "Why wrestle with Mother Nature? The butterflies help us grow some other plants because they carry pollen from flower to flower." Olivia realized she was right. Grandma added that although she knew caterpillars did harm to cabbages, she didn't wish to disturb the natural balance of the environment. Olivia now saw the butterflies' true beauty. Olivia and Ellie looked at their full buckets and smiled.
One to three. A. In April 2008, Western Oregon and Central Washington women's softball teams were battling for the conference championship. During the second inning, Western Oregon's Sarah Tucholsky was at bat, with two teammates on base. On the second pitch, Sarah hit a home run, the very first of her career. Nobody was more steamed up than she was, and in her excitement, she missed touching first base. As she quickly turned around, something totally unexpected happened. B. So, Mallory and Liz carried Sarah around the bases, letting her feet touch each base as they passed by. When her feet touched home plate, she had her first and only career home run. Though Central Washington would later score two runs, they lost the game to Western Oregon by the final score of 4-2, meaning that Sarah's home run made the difference. The unheard act of kindness cost them the game. C. She tore her ACI, a ligament attached to the knee. Sarah fell to the ground in extreme pain, unable to get herself back on her feet. She crawled all the way back to first base, and when it became apparent that she couldn't play anymore, the head coach turned to the umpire. She asked if she could let a teammate substitute for Sarah to complete the play. The umpire explained that it could be done, but it meant that her home run wouldn't count, and it would be reduced to a two-run single. D. Sarah's coach dreaded taking away Sarah's home run. There seemed to be no way around this dilemma, until a player on the opposing team from Central Washington, Mallory Holtman, asked the umpire whether her teammates could pick Sarah up to help her complete her home run. The umpire was baffled, as were players on both teams. But eventually, the umpire ruled that it would be allowed. It was then that Mallory and her teammate, Liz Wallace, offered to help Sarah up, saying that she deserved her home run.
Four to six. A. My woodshop teacher, Mr. August J. Bachman, was the most influential teacher I ever had. I had gotten into trouble in his class. Another student had pushed me into a wood lathe, and I became enraged and began to hit him. Mr. Bachman stopped the fight, but instead of sending me to the teacher's room, he sat me down and asked a simple question. Penna, why are you wasting your life? Why aren't you going to college? B. 53 years have passed, and what have I done with the knowledge he gave me? I gained a PhD from Fordham University when I was only 29. I worked for Fordham High School as an English teacher for 25 years. I finally moved up the chain of command from teacher to principal in 2010. I've sat on the board for Magnet Schools of America and represented that organization at the United Nations. I've won a number of prestigious educational awards. C. But where would I be if a truly caring teacher had not taken the time out of his lunch period to speak to me? It was without question only his confidence in me that propelled me forward. I have repaid his kindness hundreds of times by encouraging misguided youngsters to aim higher. If I have saved any children, it is because of him. If I have been a successful educator, it is because I found a great role model in Mr. Bachman. D. I didn't know anything about colleges or scholarships. No one had ever considered that a fatherless boy from the poorest neighborhood had a future. That day, instead of rushing off for lunch, he stayed and explained possible education options to me. At the end of our talk, he sent me to see a secretary who had a child at a state college. This was in 1962 at Emerson High School in Union City, New Jersey.